Indiana must make a great leap forward in educating our children and educating them after they move beyond their K-12 school years, but in particular in those first formative years. We are leaving the competition behind now in most measures of economic attractiveness, but the next great leap is not in tax policy, regulatory policy, and transportation policy. These things we have set ourselves apart already. We now must become uniquely excellent in educational results. And for the next for several days, each day, I'll outline some suggestions about how we might do that. Now, tomorrow in Evansville, I'll be talking about how we get more dollars into the classrooms of the state. So we can have more teachers and teachers' aides, smaller classrooms, pay teachers better, and so forth, through less overhead, less administrative costs, more reasonable construction spend. The day after that in Terre Haute, I'll talk about college affordability, holding out the promise to every single high school student. If they will graduate in good standing in Indiana, then their fellow citizens will guarantee them at least 2 years at Ivy Tech or its equivalent. And the day after that, I'll be talking about teacher quality and a new program to dramatically enhance it and to put especially math and science teachers in the schools of this state where they're so badly needed now. Today is a different subject, and I chose to start today because I think today's topic, school discipline, is where good education starts. In fact, I don't believe education can start until misconduct and disruption stops. We've got brave administrators and teachers all over this state doing their level best, but I have learned from 5 years of listening and asking questions and talking to parents as well, that all is not as it ought to be. All is not as most of the adults remember the classroom. And it is simply unacceptable, in my opinion, that any teacher or administrator should ever hesitate for a moment or be fearful to keep order in order that well-behaved children can learn. And so I'll be proposing to the next General Assembly, if that's my opportunity, that Indiana pass a law providing complete immunity, given good faith, to any teacher or administrator acting to keep order in the classroom or in the hallways or anywhere else in the school building. I simply want to add a new and stronger level of protection so that no school district, no teacher need fear to take the common sense steps necessary to make sure that every other child in a class does not have their education ruined by one or two disruptive students. Every time I bring this up in front of a group of Hoosiers, heads nod, and people say, about time. It is an all too common experience, and we need to take every step we can to address it. A second step, by the way, is that I've learned through our research, the Attorney General of the state has the authority to step in and defend a teacher or a school administration in court if someone does bring a legal action. And I've agreed with Greg Zeller, who I hope will be the next Attorney General. I will certainly ask the next Attorney General, whoever it is, to stand ready to step in and intervene to defend any district or teacher subject to unfair legal harassment. We simply must have a new protection, and we must make a statement as a state that we will not tolerate bad behavior in the classroom. I've sometimes joked that having raised four of them, I admit to having a narrow view of the civil rights of a 10-year-old. But whatever they are, it does not include the right to wreck the education of the kids around you. One last point. As in so many issues, government can only do so much. We really need all the parents of Indiana in every community to think hard about this question and to recognize that it's in their child's interest every bit as much as the other children around that their child behave well in school, that their own education might flourish, and that the education of all their classmates might proceed. Welcome any questions.